Natural gifts that heal. Gifts of nature that heal are the healthy mineral water of Smerdjonka and the crystal clear air of the Pieniny. An exceptional spa with a rich history is situated in the heart of the charming Pieniny in the Red Monastery under the Three Crowns. The unique natural healing water from the Smerdjonka spring, thanks to its composition rich in minerals and hydrogen sulfide, helps in the treatment of skin diseases, but the water also has beneficial effects on diseases of mobility and the digestive or nervous systems. Thanks to the clean air and exceptional climate, the spa has also gained the status of a climatic spa. Recently, in addition to skin diseases, non-tuberculosis, respiratory diseases, mental illnesses, some of the oncological diseases, post-thyroid surgery cases, and occupational diseases are also being treated here. It is the only spa in Slovakia where, among other things, skin and respiratory diseases are treated at the same time. On a spa premises, you can try outdoor Knape therapy with a balanced walkaway, walking barefoot on different types of surfaces, or strolling through the flower and herb garden. In the spa park, stop at least for a moment and recharge your spirit in the front of the chapel with an icon. Also, children will enjoy themselves on the playground with a trampoline or a large rope pyramid. Older children can work out on an outdoor fitness machines or take a refreshing dip in the outdoor swimming pool with a current to swim against. In a complex, you can also spend your free time performing these activities: skittles, big chess, petanque, badminton, football, or volleyball. A new wellness pension, Smerdjonka, 2019. In the near future, all visitors will be able to fully enjoy the new wellness pension, Smerdjonka. The wellness facilities will include an indoor pool for adults and children, several saunas, jacuzzi, and a fitness center. A monastery surrounded by secrets. Near the spine, the Cartusian Monastery, which is also worth visiting, later inhabited by the Camaldolese monks who settled here in the 18th century. Preparations for the construction of the monastery began around 1320, and the construction took several decades. For the inhabitants of the Red Monastery, the administration of the abbey by the Camaldolese was perceived in a positive way. The monks kept a strict pledge of silence, and a visible benefit to the wider community was the managing of a pharmacy. Medicine produced in the monastery was also sought outside the country. Perhaps the best-known pharmacy manager was Brother Cyprian. The pharmacy was raised to such a high level that it became known through the Hungary. A flying monk. The legend of the flying Cyprian has lots of forms. One of them was also made into a movie. The traditional legend tells us the story of a very smart freighter, Cyprian, who longed to be able to fly. He dreamt about it day and night. In his dreams, he saw an angel who spoke to him and tried to talk to him out of the construction of wings. During the day, he did not see the angel, so the courageous Cyprian constructed the sailplane. He climbed to the top of the Three Crowns and threw himself fearlessly from a rock cliff. Surprisingly, the flying machine worked, and it took the monk as far as the eye of the sea in Poland. There he has seen the angel from his dreams, and the angel sent a thunderstorm down on the flying Cyprian. A bolt of lightning struck the daring man, and he fell onto the shore of the mountain lake. Exactly on the spot of impact, a rocky hill grew up, and it is known until today as the monk, mnich. The water of Dunajec is foaming. Slovak wordplay here, pieni, peni. The most visited parts of Zamagurje region includes the Pieniny National Park together with the community of Červený Kláštor, Red Monastery. Those who don't try sailing on a raft will learn lots of interesting stories from rafters. Another natural beauty of Zamagurje region are the Haligovské rocks, Haligovské skaly, and the Jarabina Gorge, Jarabinský prielom. It is worth visiting. The community of Osturnia, its 157 wooden houses have been a preserve of folk architecture since 1979. To this day, it is an authentic live open air museum, naturally created and maintained by the callous hands of local residents. The community of Malá Frankova is the highest in the Zamagurje region with an altitude of 750 meters. In the community, it is possible to admire the Ogrod of the Holy Seven, the old Slavonic area, and the first folk museum of the Glagolitic script. A rarity is the smallest wooden church in Slovakia.